The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here and the beautiful, beautiful Riverview Country Club, Golf Course Country Club. We're out here today on remote for Putts for Paws for Haven Humane. They have a big, big golf tournament today starting at 9 o'clock. But we're out here to kind of talk to the people that are helping putting this on. We've also got Les Ball, County Supervisor, will be joining us at 8 o'clock to talk about this new proposed sales tax, plus much more going on today. So good morning, everybody. Carl Bott here. It is about 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on Friday the 13th, July 13th. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, expanded walk-in humidor, so it's even better if possible. And, of course, customer service there is just noteworthy. All of this Tobacco and Brew open 7 days a week. Bob, what's it look like weather-wise, Bob?
Well, it's
and Bob's out here with me too, right here on the golf course. You know what? Is this beautiful or what?
The view is absolutely amazing, Carl. I absolutely love the view. And for those of you who are not familiar with Riverview, it literally is looking out over a spectacular stretch of the Sacramento River. Shasta Bali is here. The whole mountain range is quite a beautiful site. Today, mostly cloudy skies. Right now, 75 degrees in Redding and rising. We're going to see a high of 105. So with these clouds, might be just a little bit on the muggy side. Stay hydrated. Looking forward to the next few days. Tomorrow gets up to 108, 107 on Sunday and Monday. And we could see triple sticks, 111 degrees by Tuesday. So the heat is on in the North Valley. Fire danger, of course, very, very high. If you look around, you see some smoke from the Klimathon. And when the wind switches, we get smoke from the county fire. So we're getting it from both directions.
Bidwell Park over in Chico is burning. They've got 150 acres going there.
This happens every couple of years. Right now, we do have a relatively balmy 75 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Chuck and Judy Kinney do a lot for this community, have won awards for hiring veterans. You know what? And that's one of the things we want to talk about today, among other things. I'll be joined by Mark Story here in a few minutes, but give him a call, 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Good morning there, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Get up tight on this one. We're out here in the open.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here.
Make sure his mic is turned on.
Oh.
There's a switch on the top of the mic.
Yeah. Okay, we have silence right now on the mic as we're turning it on, making sure it's on.
It was test. Can you hear me?
Okay. Try again.
We have a bad cable. We thought we tested it.
Okay. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to share the mic while he puts a new cable on the other one. I thought we tested that this morning. We did. It broke in the meantime. Obviously, somebody came over. Hey, how you doing? Tell us about Putts for Paws.
Yeah, good morning. So Putt for Paws, this is our second annual Putt for Paws. This is a fundraiser golf tournament, goes towards the animals at Haven. Helps us out. Looks like we've got about 100 golfers coming out today, which is great. We've got a lot of sponsors. Definitely want to thank all of them for coming out and helping us out. And what a beautiful day. I mean, look at this view, Carl. You can't start a day off better than this.
No, you know what? If being in the station is one thing, you got everything right there. But when you come out here and you look at the Sacramento River, you look at the we're sitting up here on the first tee, looking down over the valley. It's like Bob said, you know, you have Shasta Valley. You've got all this beautiful, beautiful terrain out here. And of course, the river. And right down there is that little spot. If you can see it, it's just like over the edge. And right at the edge of those trees is where I usually put my, you know, right there in the water. Right there is usually where I put my first tee shot. You know what? In fact, I pride myself on never once not putting it over there in the river on my first tee shot.
Well, there's a really good chance that that's exactly where my ball is going to go too, Carl, because I don't play enough golf, unfortunately, right now to know where my shot is going to go. Luckily, I've got some friends playing with me that that actually know how to play.
You know, I guess in military jargon, when I shoot, I'm in an area weapon. When I swing a golf club, it could go anywhere. It's not what you would call a precise shot and a well-aimed round like a sniper. Mine's more like an artillery shot. It just goes out there someplace, and hopefully it goes, you know, down range and not sideways or just stays there on the tee because I miss it. But today I'm feeling really good. I feel like I can probably, since we're playing in a scramble, right? So you don't have to.
It is a scramble, yeah. And I like the splash effect thought, you know. So wherever my ball lands, I figure I've got 50-yard diameter around it, and I can just, you know, move it anywhere within that. I like that. I think I should start using that when I play golf normally. But, you know, this is a great day. We're really excited to be here and to be at Riverview today to do this. You know, this really helps us out. We've got the kit nursery finally getting on board. We've got all of our staffing up for the kit nursery now. We've got some kittens in there now. So we're really looking forward to saving more kittens. And that's just because of everybody, you know, the golfers that are coming out, the sponsors, the people that donate to us, you know, weekly, monthly, and everybody that supports us. And so this community has really helped us get a long ways. And we're really proud of our success, but we're not going to stop there. You know, we're going to continue moving on and continue saving animals' lives and continue working towards a North State with no more homeless pets. And this is just one more thing of it. And this is a fun thing for me because I get to come out and play golf and see some friends and really thank the supporters and have them out here too, which is fantastic.
Well, you know, the breeze just shifted, so it's coming off the river right now. And the temperature just dropped probably 8 degrees, and I guess the river, I don't know, not just the ambiance, but the smell of the river. You know, you can smell the river, and it's a wonderful aroma. I mean, it's so primal. If I don't want to get, you know, I've been philosophical all morning, but it's pretty that type of feeling when you're looking at this and you realize just how lucky or how fortunate we are to live in a place as beautiful as this.
Yeah, and the course is just in great shape. It's just beautiful. It's nice and green, and I just actually drove out to the eighth tee box looking at some stuff and helping some folks unload, and all the greens look fantastic. I mean, it's just beautiful, and you know, it's just one little snapshot of the beauty that we see in the North State, which is great. So,
well, you know, when we talk about, you know, what we have here in the North State, but one of the things, you know, what I like, in the support of Haven Humane is this: y'all keep constantly striving to expand and I don't mean expand, you know, your power or anything like that. It's not what I'm talking about, but to expand your abilities to take care of animals. Of course, the community supports you, but the community supports you because you have been a success. You've reached the no kill level with your dogs. And you can't expect to get 100% because you just get animals in, unfortunately, that are ill, whatever. But now with the kitty nursery here, you're looking to take that step up.
Yeah, we are. I mean, and that's – thank you. That's what we strive for, you know. And
it is.
It's the team.
You're not on a power trip. You're here to help more. That's why – that's every move you all make is to help more.
Yeah, the last thing our organization about is ego or power or anything like that. I mean, we struggle to make ends meet financially every single month, and we continue to find ways to increase our life-saving efforts. A lot of that is through the donors in this community, you know, and the support is why we continue to drive forward, is why we've been able to make these changes. And, it's not just the financial help. It's not just the support. You know, it's the networking. It's everything else. But it's also the fact that people understand that, you know, we're not a pound. It's my least favorite word. We are not out there trying to catch animals and bring them to the shelter. We're out there trying to educate. We're trying to get animals back into homes. We're trying to find forever homes for the animals that we do have. And so the people that help us and support us in that, whether it's networking or whatever, that inspires us to continue to go.
Well, you know what, and we've got to take a quick break. I'm going to be back here. But, you know, this thing, like today, this is just a great event. And, you know, the money goes to help, to like, for the kitten nursery to keep your focus on when you do find animals, to make sure they're neutered before they find a next home, mm-hmm. to battle it out with the feral cats. Where people bring them in, you neuter them, and then take them back out again, and that plan's working instead of putting them down. So, I mean, everything you're doing is moving forward. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm with, of course, Mark Story from Haven Humane. And we're out here at Riverview Country Club. It's absolutely beautiful. And let me ask you for a favor, my friends. If you're out before, you know, as you're going to work, why don't you stop by here and drop off a donation, a check, to Haven Humane, because they do such great work. So on your way in, just come on by, stop by, and drop off something that'll help Haven Humane achieve its goal of becoming a no-kill facility by the next couple of years. This portion of the show, as you've just heard, the temperature right now is like 82, and today it's going up only to 101 or 2, but this weekend in the 105s, 106s, and maybe even up to triple sticks, as Bob says, 111. Is your air conditioner working? Are the filters clean? Is all the air getting through the air ducts? Well, Alliance Heating and Air will take care of that for you. In the business for over 25 years, a veteran-owned business, they are the ones to call. Voted best in the North State. 221-2642. That's 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
In golf course right here. What a beautiful view this morning is. Good morning, everybody. Time is 7:20 here on Friday the 13th, July the 13th. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. This is where I go to buy my firearms. They have all the firearms, the different types of categories, the different types of firearms I'm interested in. They have, I think, probably a choice for everybody. And then, of course, all the accessories, classes on CCW, and much more. And you know what else? Great customer service. I've been to every gun store probably in the Northern California region, and their customer service is just purely heads and shoulders above everything else. And veterans. Yeah, and veterans get discounts there at Bastiani Arms. Again, open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur. Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, it is a good morning. I'm sorry if I'm interrupting your show.
Right now. We can do it.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to warn the grandparents about my experience yesterday at the children's section of the library. I took my granddaughter, Riley, she's six, down there where I used to take my son 23 years ago when he was six, to the library. And we walked through to the children's section where I'd never been, and I walked up to the counter and I asked the guy to explain to me where the books were and everything. He did it in perfect manner. He says, well, the picture books are over here, the CDs are over here, the chapter books are over here. My little granddaughter, she's laying back behind me. We'll walk around the corner, and here's a big table of Legos with kids playing in it and another table of blocks. And to make a long story short, we spent 2.5 hours down there and had a wonderful experience. And then came the time she says, Grandpa, I got to go to the bathroom. And, you know, I'd seen on Reading Crime 2.0 the problems with the bathroom. And I go to the counter and I ask the guy, I says, do you suppose it's safe to send my little granddaughter into the bathroom? And he says, we've got our own over here with a key to it. And it was clean and safe, and I just can't say enough good about the children's section of the library. And my warning is, if you take your grandkid down there, plan on spending some time.
That is absolutely – you know what? You just made my day, because having heard so much about it and having somebody who's just been there with their granddaughter, and I know you're protective, and to have all that good news come from there, that just – I hope everybody listens and – we'll start, you know, and give the library a chance. They're fighting it down there, and they're doing a good job.
Oh, gosh, I was just so impressed. Anyway, thanks, and have a great day.
You too. Have a nice weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're here with April Scott, and she's behind her is her husband, whom I know very well, and we'll talk to him in a second. April,
did you not have your coffee this morning?
I didn't have my coffee this morning.
Director of Development
Director there here at Haven Humane. And you've got a lot of people out here today.
I do.
You've got over 100 golfers.
Isn't that amazing?
It's not amazing because, you know, one, it's a great cause. And two, we have a very supportive community. But also that y'all got out and got the people, you know, let the people know what was going on.
We did. We pounded the pavement pretty hard, and we have some amazing, amazing sponsors here today. If I could just tell a couple people thank you. You know, Crown Motors, Farmers Insurance, Jessica Graves, and Wendy Douglas, they have been absolutely amazing.
Got a lot of things in my goodie bag y'all hand out from Farmers.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, they have been so supportive. Shasta Spine Specialist, Totally Camping, Allstate Insurance, Carly Pickern, she is one amazing animal lover. Tri-Counties Bank, Megastar Financial, California RV, Signorama, Marie and Didon, just to name a few that have really stepped up and helped us make this possible.
Okay, so where's the money go to?
Everything goes back to Haven Humane Society to help with the animals and daily care and daily operations.
Are you golfing today?
I wish I was.
Is your husband golfing?
My husband is golfing today. I would not golf alongside of him. He would put me to shame.
That's okay. I golf alongside him. He puts me to shame. But he makes my team. He makes my team so much better because, you know, when Dan Scott is on, nobody can touch this guy.
He shot a 67 the other day. Yeah, I'm like, oh, for Pete's sake.
When he's on, nobody can touch this guy. I've had the opportunity. I've been fortunate enough to play in two fundraisers like this, golf tournaments, and Dan was on his second shot. We were using like pitching wedges on a par five to get on the green.
Oh my.
I know. And then I just looked at him and I just said, he says, okay, now we want to try and cut the corner here. Yeah, well, he's over. He takes a straight shot, 863 yards down. He's over like four fairways and hits it. Okay, maybe he's not that far. But he does a great job. And
he does.
Eagle Eye Painting did our studio. Is our studio. Are
it
they,
is
are they beautiful?
Fabulous. The
are
red,
they fabulous?
The red especially.
Oh, my gosh. And you haven't seen the latest where all the new pictures are up and everything.
Oh,
so,
I will, I will be
going
back.
There. Okay. Okay, now, besides just your sponsors here, you've got, you know, when as director of development, what are you looking at like a year down the road?
Oh, my goodness. We're always looking ahead to our next event and, you know, looking for sponsors to help make those events possible. So we will be out and about very soon talking to you about our 11th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Gala. You know, we have a theme this year. It's the Dog Father, an evening of mutts and martinis. It's going to be a fabulous event. So we need table sponsors for that. And I actually forgot before that, August 11th, we're going to have our Zumba Bash. It's in the Wind River Events Center. And Jennifer LaDozoya does an amazing job. It's a black light theme this year. It's going to be a fantastic time. Even if you don't know how to do Zumba, a lot of people just come out to have a cocktail and dance and support a great cause.
How many people did you have there last year? It was like...
I was not there last year. I
heard 200 or 300 people, wouldn't it?
Packed the house. It was over 300.
Over 300 people. And not only this, my friends, if you go out there to this, you get to see Mark Story in spandex. He's in spandex.
Where did you get that?
He wears spandex, and it's the kind that under the black lights up, so you can watch him doing his moves, breaking his moves. So
I'm going to be there just for that.
And you know what? I'm thinking about just...
I will give you a free pass if you come and videotape
pass.
That,
you know,
Carl.
What? How could we not videotape Mark in spandex under the black lights? You know, you haven't heard that, huh?
Well, I haven't heard that. I don't know where you got that from.
I got that from, I think, the person that was putting it on. Said, oh, no, gosh, he was just great, and he said it. And then we thought that Mark might be listening because it was one of those times he wasn't there, but...
He was there in spirit, I'm sure.
But, well, I mean, he wasn't in the studio, so she felt like she could explain how Mark gets out there and dances.
Oh.
Anyway, okay, so we have that, and of course, but new things that come along all the time. I mean, you know, for the volunteers that help make it one.
Just like today, we could not have made this event happen without all of our amazing volunteers. Between our board members and our volunteers, we probably have 20 additional people just coming out on a Friday to help and help with our poker tournament down on the holes and set things up and do registration. And without them, this would not take place.
Well, you know what? I think people feel good when they actually see an organization or with moving forward. So it's, you know, success begets success.
Absolutely. And my goal in 2019 is to really stay out there within the community, to be always out there talking to people, trying to educate. There are a lot of misconceptions. You know, we're at a 95% live release right now. We're not what people occasionally think we are. We do everything that we possibly can to save these animals, and things like our golf tournament today really help with that.
Well, I sure appreciate you being here today.
Well, we appreciate you being there.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? Look at us. We're out here looking. We're sitting on.
Looking at the river.
We're looking at the river. We're sitting on the first tee at Riverview Country Club. And what can I say? It's absolutely beautiful. The breeze off the water is cool. You look out at the fairway and you see all these beautiful green fairways out there. And we're here out here for a good cause.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, thanks for being with us here this
Thank
morning.
You very much.
You bet. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We're with our in-house movie critic right after this break. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Okay. Cornerstone Community Bank, head on down to their newest branch at 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's Grill. Find out all the great new things that they're doing at Cornerstone Community Bank, and find out how they're moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Redding sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Loving golf course. I tell you what a beautiful, beautiful sight we have here. 7:34 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows the ins and outs of repairing windshields like Jeff Worth does. Jeff is a consummate professional, been in the business for a couple of decades, knows exactly how to fix that little bitty chip in your windshield to keep it from getting bigger or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. All of this is done by Jeff Worst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. Call him at 241-8373 for an appointment today. And what's the temperature look like today there, Bad Bomb?
It's 78 degrees, heading up to a high of 106 under partly cloudy skies. Clouds will increase. We've got a remote possibility of a few thunderstorms, so be aware of that. But all in all, a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Which leads us to what we're doing next here. I'm here with Mr. Robert Burke, our in-house movie critic.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Has it been a good summer so far?
It has. It has been a pretty good summer for film also.
Oh, yeah?
We've had a lot of indie breakouts. A lot of indie films that are getting a lot of publicity and getting well-known. Blockbusters aren't doing so great. You've had some good ones, like Avengers Infinity War, but that was, you know, back in April. Blockbusters have been all right. You had recently Ant-Man and the Wasp came out on July 6th. That one stars Paul Rudd and Evangeline Lilly and Michael Scott and Michelle Pfeiffer. So it's got a really good cast, and it sort of follows the story. It's the continuation of the first Ant-Man, and it's an okay movie. It's entertaining enough, but it's not really what you would expect from an MCU movie. The MCU has done a great job at just making kind of the same film formulaically, but stylistically different. Yes, it is okay. A Marvel comic movie. It feels very inconsequential to the rest of the Marvel movies. If you're going to skip any of them, this is the one to skip. But for what it is, it's entertaining enough. It just kind of feels like after Infinity War, after that big epic movie, you're kind of just let down with an okay one.
Okay.
Sort of like Thor, Dark World. You could miss it and not miss out on a lot.
Yeah, basically.
Well, you know, and you took that one, the last Star Wars, and took it apart. And you were kind of on the leading edge of that one because it was a failure.
Which one?
The last.
The Han Solo movie.
The Han Solo movie.
Han Solo.
And you weren't really crazy about that.
I was not, and I was hoping to be because Han Solo is my favorite film character of all time, basically. And they didn't portray him correctly. Alden Ehrenreich did an okay job, but if you have a character that's as iconic as that, how do you try to do your own portrayal?
Yeah.
You have to try to study. Yeah.
You've got to take a look at what it is because, as you know, I believe that. But they also, it's a Disney movie. They own that. And they said this was you start seeing headlines as the Star Trek franchise over.
You mean Star Wars?
I mean Star, yeah. Did I say Star Trek twice?
Yes.
I meant Star Wars. Is the Star Wars franchise over because of that?
I think that those are doomsdayers. Yeah. The Star Wars franchise just made $220 million opening weekend with The Last Jedi a mere 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that it's over considering that movie made over $1 billion at the box office. The box office returns are going down, but that is natural because you can't have something as big as The Force Awakens was and expect it to stay that big. It was the highest grossing opening weekend of all time and the third highest grossing movie of all time. You can't have a success like that continually go on. It's going to go down, but it's not like they're not making money. The reason people are saying that because of Solo is because Solo opened to a 91 million 4-day weekend because it was on Memorial Day weekend. And that was a huge disappointment, but I think that that's Marvel's own fault because they opened one weekend after Deadpool 2 and 4 weekends after Avengers Infinity War. And 3 weekends later, you had Incredibles 2 and Jurassic World. Star Wars, I think, belongs in December. Because in December, it can truly thrive. There's not a whole lot of competition. But in the summer frame, it doesn't work as well.
Okay, now those are blockbusters and big movies. What about the indie movies that people, I'm not so much into the Star Wars franchise. In fact, they jump so much that, you know, I'm not familiar with, you know, I'm familiar with the Han Solo and those. And I did see a couple of
the original
ones,
three.
The original ones, you know, and a couple after that. But what about people that want to see something, maybe a film that's going to grip you?
For a film that's going to grip you, I would say go and check out the documentary Won't You Be My Neighbor. That one has expanded basically as far as a documentary ever has in theaters.
And we're talking about the Mr. Rogers.
Yes, it is Mr. Rogers' story about his 912-episode TV show that spanned decades. And it's also just about his life And it kind of dispels a lot of the rumors, because last time I was on here, you said that there are rumors about him being a war veteran.
Well, you know, every so often it went around. It would fly through the internet that he was a former Navy SEAL and all this stuff, which, of course, wasn't true.
Right.
And that this was a very, very nice man.
He was a nice man. They even have a line in the film early on where they say that Fred could hardly use a screwdriver, so how could you expect him to use a gun in war? He was a really kind man, and he's kind of like a grandfather type to a lot of people, and it's really wonderful to see, for a generation like mine, to see how a man like that, with, you know, a low budget, created such a TV show that had such an impact.
Such an iconic figure. Because, you know, he was one of the first to address racial inequality, getting along with people, and he did it in such a way that it was accepted. And what was his background? Where did he come from?
Well, he was a priest, I believe it was, or he was heading towards being a priest. And when he came home, I think that he went somewhere. I think it was for Catholic school to mm-hmm. become a priest. And he came home and he saw the TV. His parents had never had a TV before then. And when he saw it, he saw how basically all kids' shows were all about being violent and exciting.
Yeah.
And he thought that that wasn't correct. And what you just said, you know, he was the first one of the first ones to address racial inequality or the assassination of JFK.
Yes, that's right.
But he wasn't addressing it to adults. It was to kids.
And kids.
And it's because most of the times kids are condescended to in the fact that they probably can't deal with mature themes like that. But Mr. Rogers went against that. He showed them a lot of mature things. And because of that, a lot of people grew up on him.
They did. And, you know, this is a man that it was a soothing show, too. It wasn't the adventure of the Power Rangers or Tom and Jerry slapping each other around or any of that. This was a soothing show. He comes in and he sings, "Won't You Be My Friend?" Puts on his sweater, his little cardigan sweater, and then he has the show. I think I was probably beyond that, you know, at that point in my life. Maybe not beyond it. I guess it was on. But you've heard so much about it. And the fact is, this documentary is huge.
Yeah, it is. It's financially, it's heading to be one, probably the biggest documentary of all time domestically. The one right now that holds the title, I believe, is Amy, which opened to like 12.8 million back in 2015. But this one, it continues to do well. It continues to mm-hmm. stay in theater because word of mouth is getting out about it. And people are going and checking out and seeing it. And I would suggest it, too. It's an emotional movie. It's really well done. The editing may be a little fast, but by the end of the movie, there's not a dry eye in the house. It's extremely emotional, and it is just so well done.
Oh, okay. So if you don't – okay, so there's Mr. Rogers, or mm-hmm. what's the name of it? It's
– Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Won't You Be My Neighbor. Okay, what's another one that's this weekend you think could be a good one?
Well, there's not a lot of indie films in Reading right now, but in terms of just indie films, Eighth Grade opens this weekend in New York and L.A., and it expands next weekend to San Francisco and Boston and D.C., and it follows the story of a young girl who is going into her last week of eighth grade. It is played by Elsie Fisher, I believe, who surprisingly used to voice the youngest kid in the Despicable Me franchise, and now she's grown up, so she can't do it anymore. So it's directed by comedian Bo Burnham and distributed by A24, who has distributed films like Lady Bird and Moonlight and, you know, really Oscar classics
Lady Bird was great.
Mm-hmm, it was. And I am quite excited for this movie. It is a middle school movie, but it has an R rating. It's not meant for kids. It's meant for people that have gone through middle school and have left.
Middle school is different. Middle school, you've left elementary school, but you're not in high school yet. And so, but there's a lot of puberty things and all kind of stuff going on there, isn't there?
It's oftentimes the worst time in people's life just because they're so uncertain about who they are and there's so many expectations for them. I mean, they start talking about college early in sixth or seventh grade. And to have to think about college at that time in your life is important, but it's also really stressful. And I'm excited to see how Bo Burnham tackles that very idea. He tackles the idea of middle school in a way that isn't kid-friendly. Because when you have middle school movies, they're always either treated like elementary schoolers or treated like high schoolers. You don't really get a movie that treats middle schoolers like middle schoolers. And, I mean, the kids are using language. There's sexual references, and that's honest to what middle school is like. It's not trying to sugarcoat anything, which is why I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. All right. We're here, of course, with Mr. Robert Burke, who is our in-house movie critic. You also have you also write for the News Cafe?
I do. I post videos, video reviews, to A News Cafe every Saturday. Tomorrow you will see one going up for Ant-Man and the Wasp, so make sure that you go check that out at anewscafe.com. And if you would like more reviews, you can always go to www.thecleverCritics.com, and on there you can find about 5 to 10 minute reviews about basically every film that's being released right now. I've fallen behind a little bit because I've been so busy, but I am getting back into
what
it.
What are you busy doing?
Oh, well, I went to San Francisco for 4 days, and then I went to San Diego for 4 days.
Was your dad working you too hard here?
No. Well, I also have a college course that I'm doing and play.
How old are you, Robert?
Sorry?
How old are you?
I am 15 years old.
I tell you what, you have got it together here. Now, okay, quick, tell the audience quickly, what movie should they maybe take off their viewing schedule?
What do you mean take off?
Like, well, don't waste your money.
Don't waste your money.
You should have a don't waste your money spot there.
For movies not to waste your money on, I would say don't waste your money on Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom if you have not seen it yet. This movie is terrible. It's a kind of a disgrace to the original Jurassic Park film. There are everything that you think the movie could do wrong, it does wrong. It's so far removed from the first one that was so full of movie magic and amazement.
Now, it's the same people that were in the last one, right?
It is, only this time it's a lot worse. The first one isn't great, Jurassic World.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's entertaining enough. It's definitely fulfills its demographic, and it made $1 billion and more, so that's definitely why it got a sequel. But this sequel is far, far worse. The only movie in the Jurassic Park franchise that I think is worse than it is Jurassic Park 3. Yeah. It's,
you know what? Jurassic Park 3 was not good.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was not.
And so,
that was pretty bad.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We watched it the other day.
Yeah, you know, it was on. You know what? The only time to watch those is if you can get it. It's kind of like in your included in a bundle.
It was on Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if the only reason that I have it on DVD is because it's in a box set with the other Jurassic Park movies. I would not buy it by itself. So miss Jurassic World, and in place of it, go see Won't You Be My Neighbor. If you have kids, there's still Incredibles 2 in theaters, which is very good. Hotel Transylvania 3 also opened this weekend. I have not seen it yet because it just opened. I'm probably going to be seeing it on Saturday, but go check it out if you have kids.
Okay, we're here with Robert Burke, who is our in-house movie critic. Plus, he has, as you've heard, he's on News Cafe and the
TheCleverCritics.com.
There you go. And you do a great job, and we really appreciate you being on here, young man.
Thank you for letting me come on.
You bet. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in the city of Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the
people. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
On the golf course out here at the Country Club Riverview, and it's absolutely beautiful. We're sitting out here on the first tee. We're watching Haven Humane and the people that are helping them putting it on for Putts for Paws today. So a couple of things. If you would like to donate to a great cause for Haven Humane, just stop by here on the way to work. Come over and see us. Drop off a you know, a couple $1,000 in cash or not. But, you know, want to come in and make a donation. This is, if you can't play golf today, this is just a great way to help out a super organization right here in our city, our county. Is that this portion of the show is brought to you by another great organization, starting their 15th year in business, Home Helpers. That's right, Home Helpers started right here by Sharon Clark. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, give Sharon a call at 226-8350 to find out how she can help you with your loved ones. Remember, there's no place like home. That's where people are the happiest.
Roberta.
Roberta, good morning.
Good morning. What a wonderful morning. I tell you, hey, I just love this movie stuff because my 16-year-old grandson, you know, is a award-winning director, and he has now started a tutoring business. So he is turning it into a money-making machine.
Well, you know what? There's we're trying right now to get another organization. It's right here in town. That are doing movies. I mean, real movies. These are the ones that go from they film them. In fact, Anderson shut down a couple of their streets. I'm going to talk to Les about that also. Les Ball will join us here. Supervisor Les Ball is going to join us at the 8 o'clock hour. I want to talk to him about that because here's a movie group that are up here that they've got a, you know, their budgets aren't huge, but and they don't go to the, you know, theater releases, but they are going and they're making money because they're going to the, you know, going to like Netflix and Amazon and all these kind of things. So I think the music, you know, and Robert Burke just does a great job. You know, he's 15 years old.
We binged the Back Pages last week, a couple of weeks ago, and considering the budget they were shot on and the fact that a lot of the scripts are sort of rehashes of familiar scripts, it was not bad.
I mean, oh, yeah, and those are the ones that have it on
Amazon.
Oh, yeah, and those two guys are great. So, but there's another organization here in town that we're trying to get on, too. They have a little bit larger budget. They had John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard. Ron was one of the stars there, and so got some insight from some of the guys that were working on it. But yeah, Roberta, thanks a lot. We're going to keep that up. He just does a great job. Is Roberta gone?
She is.
Okay. Goodbye. Okay. Hey, I want to talk about something that's happening today at 12:30 out at the Veteran Cemetery at IGO. Mel Fisher. Mel Fisher is a guy that or a man. That was at Pearl Harbor. He's one of the original Pearl Harbor survivors. Has been at every one of the remembrances of Pearl Harbor. Has been, you know, went back to Pearl Harbor. Passed away. And so his services will be today at 12:30. There's not too many of the Pearl Harbor survivors left, as you know, every year.
Fewer and fewer.
Fewer and fewer. That it used to be 1,000 a day was dying from that were World War II veterans, and I think probably maybe even that number's gone down. So so if you can make time in your schedule today, go on out to IGO, go out at 12:30 and remember this man, this hero. Like I said, there's not too many of them left here in Shasta County or anywhere in the United States.
As you can tell, they're getting ready to start the tournament.
Yeah, the tournament's getting ready to start here. Hey, and yesterday, Jerry Gray was laid to rest.
What a procession.
What a procession. I mean, we saw while we were there, we were working and had guys saw dozens of fire trucks going by.
All different agencies, the city agencies, and as many fire equipment as they could spare, given the time of year that it is, both the Reach and CHP helicopters, really a good homage to an excellent man who was taken too soon.
A good man.
He
was passionate about what he did. He protected. He was, you know what, as you saw, Bob, in that one interview we had, it bothered him. It truly bothered him that he did not have enough assets. If we went to a three-alarm fire, that he couldn't help someplace else in the town because we didn't have enough fire equipment or firemen. Yeah. He took this personally. But he also was a great family man and just a nice person, and was you know, honored yesterday and with his family there, and such an outpouring of affection. And I'm going to talk to, you know, Les Ball, because I think, you know, he was working down there too. Yeah. in the general area. And Les has been around, so he knows about all this stuff also.
We take care of our own up here.
You know? Well, you know what we did. You know what? And I was talking to somebody yesterday when I got back, or the day before, about living in Redding, why you live in Redding, and why people don't you hear about, oh, yeah, I'm leaving. But it's not leaving Redding. It's leaving California. But you have so many others that stay here that could move anywhere that they wanted. People, one of our surgeons that came up here was here on a three-year tour, and then he could have gone anywhere. They decided to stay here in Redding.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a guy that we need in our community. He cracks chest and gets in there and works away at it. So it's that kind of – we have that kind of community. And when you come out to some place like this, and you don't have to belong to the country club to have views like we have right now, sitting on the first tee, looking at the river, looking at the houses across the river, looking out where you drive down, where you're supposed to hit your ball in that direction. That over there, Bob. You know what? You should stay
down the fairway.
You should stay and watch me on this.
The river is not the fairway.
The river is not the fairway. However, there is a little sign down there that says Carl's.
Carl's Grotto.
Carl's Grotto. Yeah, I was going to say something else, but luckily I had enough coffee that I didn't.
Entertains the river otters.
Yeah, river otters. Okay, and now Linda. I took Linda down to the airport. She's on her way down. She's linked up with her girlfriend down in Huntington Beach, and they are heading off today to Las Vegas for a Gold Diggers, a Dean Martin's Gold Diggers reunion over there. And I just said, look, nothing, you know, if you do nothing else, take photos, because I want to see, because I was there like 4 or 5 years ago when they had, I was just amazed at how great these ladies looked. I mean, some of them were in their 80s.
With all having ridden in a vehicle with your wife at the wheel, I'm trying to picture the driver who could make her grab the dashboard.
Well,
with white knuckles.
It's another gold digger. Let me tell you, they have their own way. They have their own method of getting even. So, and you know, when we'll be driving and I'll be looking over there, I go, "Hun, you know, 85." Yeah, I said, "You might get away with 78, but not 85." And she goes, "Really?" I didn't know I was going that fast.
Well, car's so smooth.
Yeah. Hey, okay, hey, we got to take a quick break here for the news. When we come back, we're going to be back here, of course, for Haven Humanes. Punch for Paws, and come on down here and help us out with what they're doing and Les Ball. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR in Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. Tom Rich Thomason. President Trump says he has a lot of respect for British Prime Minister Theresa May, even if she didn't take his suggestions regarding Brexit.
If they're going to go a certain route, I just said that I hope you're going to be able to trade with the United States. I read reports where that won't be possible, but I believe after speaking with the Prime Minister's people and representatives and trade experts, it will absolutely be possible.
For her part, May says it will indeed be possible, adding,
lots of people give me advice about how to negotiate with the European Union. My job is actually getting out there and doing it.
The two leaders appearing together at a London area news conference, after which the President and the First Lady helicoptered to Windsor Castle for tea with the Queen. The president says he'll be discussing a range of issues with Russian President Vladimir Putin when he meets with Putin on Monday in Finland. Mr. Trump says allegations of Russian meddling in U.S. elections will be discussed.
I will absolutely bring that up. I don't think you'll have any, I did it, you got me. There won't be a Perry Mason here, I don't think, but you never know what happens, right? But I will absolutely, firmly ask the question.
The Trump-Putin summit to take place Monday in Helsinki. Back in London, there's a huge anti-Trump demonstration going on. That includes a massive balloon, a blimp mocking the president, the brainchild of protest organizer Leo Murray.
We thought it would be funny, and it is funny. People are finding it hilarious, and to be honest, we all needed a laugh, because this has been a very dark and disturbing time in politics, not just here in, not just in the U.S., but here in the U.K. as well.
China's monthly trade surplus with the U.S. exploded last month, hit a record high of almost $29 billion. Wall Street, the Dow is up 79 points, the Nasdaq ahead 9, and the S&P 3.5 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Following is a true story. My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
More red ink for Uncle Sam last month.
The Treasury Department says the federal government recorded a deficit of $74.9 billion in June. Treasury's monthly report shows corporate tax payments in June were $20 billion lower than a year ago. In December, Congress approved a $1.5 trillion tax cut, and government spending increases were approved earlier this year. June is usually a month when the government runs a budget surplus because quarterly tax payments are due from corporations and individuals. The government has has run a June surplus in 52 of the last 64 years. Mike Gracia, Washington.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in is urging President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un to try harder to achieve a breakthrough in their nuclear negotiations. Moon says the two leaders will face the stern judgment of the international community if their promises on denuclearization are not kept. News and analysis at townhall.com. Secretary of State Pompeo leading a cabinet-level delegation to Mexico.
Secretary Pompeo's trip comes on the heels of a sea-change election in Mexico that could offer a chance for both countries to repair strained relations. White House Advisor Jared Kushner, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, and Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen will join Mr. Pompeo on this trip. U.S.-Mexico ties have deteriorated significantly under President Trump. He campaigned on building a border wall.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Stung by a federal judge's dismissal of its objections to AT&T's mega merger with Time Warner, the Justice Department is challenging the decision. The department says it is appealing last month's ruling by U.S. District Judge Richard Leon. And again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 73 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the out here in, overlooking Sacramento River in the first tee out here at Riverview Golf Course and Country Club. And I tell you what a beautiful, beautiful sight this is to have a show. You know, I'd like to do this every morning, frankly, Bob. Right, you think we could get out here and do this? And we're hearing people getting ready to go start golfing here in the second, too.
I'm way through the lobby during the news break, and it is crowded in there. There's a lot of people out to enjoy the day.
Oh, yeah. It's for a great cause. It's putt for paws for Haven Humane. Super, super cause here. Hey, the news is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great group of people there. Also, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in the state in over 42 counties. Find out the different types of classes they have, everywhere from CCW to home defense. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. Let's go to the phones. Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy tea time, Carl.
You should be out here, Susan. It is beautiful.
Good. Well, right now the averages are in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 84 points at 25,009. The S&P 500 is positive 2 points at 2,801. The NASDAQ Composite is gaining 11 points at 7,835. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 17 cents, trading at 28.60. AT&T off 66 cents, trading at 31.58. And Ford down 9 cents at $10.96 per share. For local stocks of interest, FedEx up $2, trading at $234.69. Costco up $1.72 at $215.81. And Bank of Commerce flat, trading at $12.75. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is down a basis point to yield 2.84%. And over to commodities, gold is down $4.35 at $12.43 per ounce. Silver up 14 cents at $15.85, and oil up 48 cents, trading at $69 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, too. Bye now.
Okay. Hey, Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Financial Investments over at Wells Fargo Investments, 3706 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call. If you have questions about it, what's going on in the market, maybe you just want to have somebody look at your investments. Talk to Susan Eastman. Now, Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance. I tell you what, this is the man to go to.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Carl. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great, buddy.
Good. It sounds like a beautiful morning down there.
The weekend.
Absolutely. Well, my my tip for the day is to make weight training, sometimes you call it, often called strength training, make it the foundation of your exercise plan. And I've got three key three key reasons why. I put them in the letter M this morning. Weight training is going to help you maintain and even increase your muscle, your metabolism, and your mobility. Now, as we get older, you know what happens with muscle and strength. It starts to go bye-bye. And I think middle age, I think they say about a pound a year of muscle loss. So weight training is going to either help you maintain it, even reverse that, and keep that strength, keep that muscle structure. The second M is metabolism. It's tied right in there with the muscle. Muscle being metabolically active tissue, as we begin to lose it, the metabolism starts to slow down, and we start getting that spare tire, and that's not a pretty picture either. So keeping that metabolism up and maintaining it is huge, and weight training can be a big part of that. And my third M, the last one, I think it's a military word, mobility. You know, we start slowing down a little bit. Movement begins to get a little bit more difficult. Even getting off the couch at 10 o'clock at night can be become an exercise in itself. And that mobility, that ability to move quickly, to move easily, and maintain our, you know, that all of the function and quality of life is huge. And weight training can be big in that one. So my suggestion, my tip would be to make weight training twice a week minimum part of your exercise plan.
Okay. All right, Joe. Joe Adamson from Adamson Peak Performance. And where is that located, Joe?
We're at 3050 C Street, right off Hartnell between Bocelli and Churn Creek Road.
And I tell you what, if you've not been there, it is just a wonderful place to go to. The equipment is all types of equipment. The place is sparkling clean. And your people there, a lot of them have been with you for a long time because you offer a great, great programs down there. And the people that are with you are just outstanding.
Yeah, we've got a great crew. Thanks, Carl.
You bet, Joe. See you soon.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Hey, we're here with Supervisor Les Ball.
Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. I'm loving your office for the day.
Hey, you know what? Would you like just to have this? I'm talking to Bob about it. It would be nice to be out here every day. Unfortunately, the only unfortunate thing about this is that as people walk up to say hello to each other, they greet each other in such enthusiasm. Sometimes the words that spill out of their mouth.
You mean they're not radio appropriate?
They're not, maybe not a radio appropriate, but yeah. I can't think of anybody saying anything like right here. But you get on the golf course, I bet we'd be running the delay button all the time. At least when I'm playing. When Les plays.
I'm not when I'm playing, but I'm saying you need the Riverview segment at least once a week here.
I'm thinking
wow.
too.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We got so many things to talk about. I'm going to take a quick break and break early. We come back. I want to talk about the proposed tax,
sure,
and how that came around and what that's going to do. I want to talk also about some of the things that are happening. That we have a movie production going on,
yeah.
Down in Anderson and in here in Shasta County. There's several other things that have come around that we need to talk about too. So we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security started right here 50 years ago, right here in Redding. And Lance Beck has the largest privately owned security company north of Sacramento, well over 100 officers. Anything from the Colt 45 games to the power plants here in Redding and also the river trails. This and much more. They've got a program where they can have somebody at your house or at your business in 10 minutes or less. Give them a call, 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back with Supervisor Les Baugh.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in the wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Renting Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50 mile per gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8-10-2018. Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
It's from Caddyshack. That's the theme song of Caddyshack, because we're out here at Riverview Golf Course and Country Club, and it is absolutely beautiful looking over the river here. We're here for Putts for Paws for Haven Humane, a fundraiser that they have every year. This is the second annual Putts for Paws. And if you're not out here playing because, you know, you couldn't make it, but you can still stop by here and drop off a donation for Putts for Paws. Just come on up, hand it to Bob, and I promise you that it'll get there, no matter, unless it's a beer. At that point, it's a toss-up whether it'll get past Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. It's kind of like a cruise ship that's coming to town. They have, you know, the captain, Captain Bob, and they have a gourmet chef. They have an activities director. They have it all there at River Commons Senior Living. It is not an assisted living facility. It is a place for people that have said, hey, you know what, I want to downsize a little bit and have a great time. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue. Give them a call. 238-5981. Go on over and see what it's like. Hey, I'm sitting here with Supervisor Les Baugh. Good morning, Les. Thanks for joining us out here.
Good morning, Carl.
This is our new studio.
This is hard to take, you know, really.
Do you think it might be easier getting people come on? I mean, not that it's a problem now, but, you know, hey, come on out. Let's just go and say, have some coffee, look out over the river.
I tell you what, if you're here, I'm here every day if you want me. So.
Okay. Hey, Les, the proposed tax.
Yeah.
Either a quarter cent or a half cent, and that you all voted on. Talk to us about that.
So what we did, we voted to bring back the information so we can make a decision as to whether to place it on the ballot. We did not vote on a tax.
Right.
And by the way, your local board cannot vote on a tax, and tax the people. The people make their
own vote.
I want to clarify that because I get a lot of contacts saying, well, you're gonna start taxing us. We're not gonna do any such thing. I will cast my vote as I choose, and so will every citizen of Shasta County that is actually registered to vote. So, so what we're bringing back a proposal that will cover three things: public safety, and public safety. At the last meeting, we heard a lot of things. Everybody that got up wanted to put their favorite pet project into this. I disagree with all of that. It has to stay focused, has to stay narrowly focused on the highest needs of the community, and that would be public safety. When I say that, I'm talking about jail beds and boots on the ground.
Okay, so when we say this is a two-thirds tax. This is going to be a directed tax that no place else but this.
That's right, because there is too much, and I'll just use the word, dare I say it, distrust in local government. I have it too. Will we trust our local government to spend the money as we voted in with a two-thirds tax, a specific tax, should the people decide to vote for it? It must by law go to where it's directed, period.
Well, okay, now here's the next question is, okay, so it's got to be two-thirds. It's all going to go to jails. Jail bed space, which we know.
Well, that's my preference.
Well,
right.
That's what we need. But also some boots on the ground.
And
sharing that also some with the City of Reading and maybe Anderson to help them more boots on the ground.
You know, that's what we're going to talk about on Tuesday.
Okay.
We're going to see a detailed proposal as to what that could and would look like.
Okay. Now, let me ask this question because this comes up. All right. So say it passes and it's a half-cent sales tax. It's $14.5 million the way
You've got it right there.
Okay. Yeah. What keeps the is it going to be written in such a way as then that the that money is not deducted from the general fund? In other words, it's a straight line. There's no effect.
I won't cast my yes vote on it unless it is written that way.
Okay.
We're talking about I think it needs to have the keywords in there: new facilities, expanded use, expanded capacity for boots on the ground, not existing, no supplanting, period.
Okay, so we're not talking about taking some money like it came out of the grand jury report saying is that AB 109 money was taken and given to the – or used for the jail, but then it was subtracted from money that was going to be going to the jail.
So exactly. You are not talking about any equivalent to that. If there was a public safety tax, it would go to new and or expanded facilities.
All right,
yes,
and,
sir.
And no more money would be cut out of it. We'd still be getting the same money to our jail.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this is additional money.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay, and now can you write that now? Is there going to be do you believe there should be a citizens committee in this, too?
Well, I think there has already been that. On Tuesday, we asked that the executive officer, Larry Lees, involve, and we named them by name, and they were part of that motion. It was kind of a broad stroke in involving the community partnerships, but we talked about the local chambers, the local business exchange, the local, you name it, those folks that are involved in activities here on a local basis. We have a very short window to do this, so it's not like you're going to convene a blue ribbon community and talk about it for the next 6 months.
No.
It would be too late. But they're going to the city of Anderson, they're going to the city of Reading, they're going to Shasta Lake City, and in fact have already.
Okay, this is pretty exciting. You know, nobody wants to vote for taxes, and you know, but when I came, you know, and they said, oh, it failed dismally in the city of Reading. Of course it did, because right at that time people were really, really upset with the city council, and then they have the city council turn around and vote a raise for whatever reason to two people of $1,000 a month. Really, just kind of cemented and made the next step really hard. So, for the city of Reading to do anything.
Carl, you and me both. I'm not a tax guy. I don't want to impose taxes on anyone, and I don't want to see the taxes raised. But do I also want to give people the opportunity to say yes or no to it? I do want to do that. Absolutely. We're competing with background here a little bit. Sorry about that.
That's okay. No. Some of them are getting ready to tee off. No, what I'm saying, Les, and what you're saying is this. We need more jail space. Those 100 beds will take 100 more bad guys off the road. Now, people don't realize of the people we have in there, and they say, well, why don't we send them someplace else, to put them up, which we could, except the last time I saw the statistics, there's only like 80 to 85 in the whole jail that we could farm out.
The grand jury had it correct. It's about 5% of the jail population that qualifies.
Yeah.
They can't have an extreme medical need. They have to be local if they're still involved in the court process. So all of those folks are out. They have to be kind of a low-level offender and high
offenses.
They can't
be a problem. They cannot be a problem to the
next
jail.
They're not going to take them if they have extreme medical needs or if they're a danger to the population.
Right. So that only that leaves even – so that really cuts back on the number of people you can take out of there.
Sure.
So 100 beds. I know that, you know, the sheriff said at one time when he asked him, I said, how many beds do you really need? It was something like, you know, for a city this size, we need a jail of 1,000.
Yeah. You know, I think that I remember hearing that comment. I think he did it on your program, right?
Yeah.
He said even 1,000 beds, if I remember his quote, even 1,000 beds wouldn't get us there. The bottom line is we have a huge population of criminals in Shasta County. We need this accountability. We need the beds. 1,000 beds, maybe that would be the ultimate answer. But the study by the year 2027, maybe 2030, said we needed something like 550, 530 beds. I think we're going to exceed that in that time frame because we're at 381. This will give us 481. We will introduce next week the continuation of our public safety meetings that will say we're going to go ahead and seek and put into the plan to finance another 100 beds. Let's just call it. It's actually more than that, but I'm going to reduce it and call it conservatively 100 beds in courtroom one and courtroom two. And why is that important? Because that facility is attached to the jail. It's a secure facility attached directly to the jail. We can build there without going and seeking an additional site. Plus, we have the ability to go up there.
Does that That's only after the new courthouse.
Absolutely after. But
so
what
we've
done.
At least 2 years away.
Well, we are. But what we've already started, the process of designing that.
Yeah. Well, that's a good
idea. And that's important
idea.
Because that takes forever to get
there.
Well,
let's talk about the courthouse.
Yeah.
Let me just finish up on this for the tax. So, everybody, you know how I feel about taxes. I think they're not really a great idea because I think a lot of times our government spends money not too wisely as they could. However, I also am aware of where the county is with their finances. And if we're going to do anything, I have to see how it's written. I have to make sure there's oversight and that the money goes there and it's not going to be taken anywhere else, just like you said, Les. And if that's the case, I think we as a community need to really take a good look at this and get behind something that'll take people off the street.
And let's take a look, Carl, at the best example out there, and that would be the city of Anderson. They enacted a sales tax, 4 years ago. They not only kept their promises as according to the ballot measure and the advisory measure, and ours is not like that. They had the freedom to change it. But not only did they keep their promises and put the boots on the ground, but they exceeded it. Even before they had a penny, a year before they had a penny, they started the hiring process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to happen with a specific tax. It will happen exactly as we say yes or no to it.
Do you think it's true that Anderson takes people and brings them up here and drops them off at South City Park?
Absolutely not.
You sure?
I'm sure.
How do you know?
I trust the city of Anderson. I trust their leadership. I trust their management.
It's not that little bus that they load up with people and bring over and drop down.
Have you seen that bus?
The short bus? No, I haven't seen the short bus.
The little white van?
Little white van. You know what?
Yeah.
I tell you what.
I've heard about that van a million times.
Because I come to work early, and there is a white van parked in front of the post office. And I see people getting out of it, but I think it's a local van. I think it's for the city or something like that. But the first few times I saw it, I went, there's people getting out of that van. Who are these people? Okay. Hey, there is a question here.
Yesterday when Trish was on and the tax was being discussed, some Anderson folks wanted to know, are they now going to get double dinged?
The answer is absolutely yes. And so I live in Anderson. Why beat around the bush? I live in Anderson.
It's true.
Instead of paying the $5.48 on average that I pay in sales tax per month extra, I'm going to be paying almost $11.
Yeah, I just said a couple.
Okay. I think that says it.
Was that 25, 30
cents
a day?
That's going to make it hard for folks who vote in Anderson to sign on to this, though.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. The city of Anderson itself has put it this way. We have our POP force. We have our active department that is sweeping and putting people in cars and taking them to Reading. And before we get back to our office, they've already been released. The city of Anderson wants this. The city of Anderson itself, the team, the management, the police everywhere, by the way, they will be supportive of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and because it is two separate things here. It's, I mean, you've got people policing, but if you don't have a place to put them, then it does no good. You know, this is one of the things that is so aggravating, I think, to everybody, is that when they hear the stories about, oh, yeah, this is the 15th car this guy has stolen. Well, why isn't he in jail? Because the guy that pulled the knife and slashed the guy down at South City Park is in jail.
Yes, sir.
But the guy that steals your car, breaks into your stuff, he hasn't hurt anybody. He's just, you know, he's violated you in that way. But he hasn't hurt anybody in per se physically, so he's going to get out. It's just the way it is. We had the jail guys on here. They explained it very clearly what it meant by that, because, it, you know, he sits there with a pile of do we keep or do they go? And the ones they've got in there, I mean, let's just face it. You've got like almost 30 people in there for homicide in the jail, in our jail, homicide. So you can't turn them loose. And you've got rapes and sexual assaults. Those aren't going anywhere. Domestic violence,
that's
those
right.
aren't going anywhere.
That's right. And so, you don't want them to.
No, and nor do you want them to. So you've got to take a look at that. Yeah, it's bad that, the little heroin addict that walks down your street comes in and takes a shovel. What's he going to do with the shovel? He's going to try and sell it, you know. So
yes.
Anyway. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Hey, we're here at Riverview Golf Course and Country Club. We're here for Putts for Paws with Haven Humane. If you'd like to come out and make a donation, stop on by. We're here also with Supervisor Les Ball. We're going to talk a little bit about how Anderson is becoming the center of the movie industry in Northern California.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The date, August 1st. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome. Special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 1st, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
These eyes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're on location, at Riverview Country Club and Golf Course, or Golf Course and Country Club, however you want to put it, but it's just beautiful out here. We're looking over the Sacramento River. This is just a great cause we have here, Putts for Paws for Haven Humane. It helps build Haven Humane. It helps to keep Haven Humane strong, and it, you know, builds for It pays for these new construction, like for the kittens nursery, the kitty nursery, where they can help kittens get a good start in life. We've already become a no-kill facility for dogs, and we're trying to get there with our cats also. But so many good things that Haven Humane does, so many great things. And without them, I hate to think of what it would be like without having Haven Humane with us. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold, better known, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. We're here with Supervisor Les Ball. We've been talking about the new proposed sales tax, where it's going to go, how it's going to be controlled, and the whole thing being, of course, for the putting more bad guys off the street. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Right? Absolutely. That's the entire goal. Making us safer in our homes. And I think about the potential for improved safety in the core of the city of Reading. Baron Browning, I'm going to quote him. He said this many times. If the city of Reading prospers, we all prosper. It's a true story. We want success within Chester County, even though that's not unincorporated Chester County. We want success in downtown Reading.
Well, you know what, because it's contagious, and, you know, they've used this term many times, a rising tide lifts all boats. Right now, downtown Reading is in the process of just really starting to, I hate to use the word explode, but it's starting to really gain momentum.
I love what's happening.
Like right
there
behind us right now in the police station where we're at, they are fixing the roof and getting that ready, McConnell Foundation, to bring in those shops, the farmer's market, and get all that ready to go.
Carl, I think we could safely make prediction over the next decade. We're going to see a new and improved, a complete paradigm shift in the city of Reading.
Okay, now I want to talk a little bit about Shasta County now. We've got Stillwater that looks like they've got an offer in on that from Padrini and Company. You got the K2 company downtown with the Dickers building, and then with the McConnell Foundation, and then K2 again with the parking structure, other businesses moving downtown. We got a lot of startups going on. If we have Economic Development Corporation in once a month, and we talk about the new startups they have. But you've just been talking to somebody, too.
Yeah, you know, city
for Shasta County.
The big picture in Shasta County to get it in there is our housing starts are up about 50-60%. This is good news, new jobs, new investment. Business starts, construction rather, expansion is up about 25%. But Susie and I were able to play host recently. Susie, because my wife, Councilman Baugh, because she is involved in the city of Anderson, and this project had some overlap within the county and in the city, and myself to a local investment investigator representing a very wealthy group that is considering a $100 million investment in Shasta County. Now, whether that goes anywhere, I don't know that it does or doesn't, but we have people looking. We have not had the people looking like that of recent. So this is good. This is good
as
news.
Of recent.
This is good news.
Do you think part of that, though, could be is that we've had two or three different groups of people that wanted to invest a lot of money here and were shut down by groups of other people that lived here.
And that's,
you know,
always,
I'm going back to the the shopping center, and before that it was the car park, and then and now they're starting to raise their heads about the casino.
You know,
about
and,
the, or, I'm sorry, the Wind River Resort Casino.
Sure. The expansion there on the river adjacent to the freeway. And there will always be folks that are in opposition to various developments. Even the potential for the one I'm discussing, there would be people opposed to it, even though it would produce hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs locally and invest throughout the county for literally decades to come.
Mm-hmm.
There will still be people in opposition saying, put a fence around the county. Don't. How dare you want to come here? I'm here now. I invested my money from the Bay Area, and I don't want anybody else to come here mm-hmm. and spoil our beautiful Shasta County. That'll always be there. But we're going to hear every one of those opportunities, and the right one's going to come along that people are going to jump on and say, I'm so glad you went there.
I just think there's so many things that can be done. Now, even though it doesn't affect you specifically, the river. As we all know, the Kutras-McConnell leases are coming due in 2022 or something like that. So we're talking in the next 4 years. That being almost like a wide open area down there in Reading. What impact does that have on the county? And does the county get into permits and fees and things like that?
Well, of course, the county doesn't have the jurisdiction over the city of Reading proper.
Right.
But I would tell you, the county would be completely 100% supportive of the city of Reading looking for ways to bring in investment and enhance that river corridor. I would tell you again, we said it earlier, success within the city of Reading breeds success everywhere.
Okay, now, one of the things we talk about in the permits and the fees is you wanted to have take a good look at how we're doing this thing or how Shasta County is doing
yes.
permits and fees and that. There's been a lot of consternation about that
over the
years.
You know.
And I can tell you, you know, whatever side you're on, starting with the Anselmo thing, and now that's been, 10 years that's been going on, and then he left, and then the next group of people that bought it, they still don't have a permit to open. Or do we need to take a good look at how we're doing business here?
Well, briefly touch on that. The second group of people simply didn't follow through.
Yeah,
simple as that. They engaged every opportunity. We really knocked down the trees to get out of their way, but they did not want to step forward and move forward. But countywide, there are a lot of people that didn't want me to speak out about the county planning process, the fees, the prices. And they maybe don't like the way I went about it. Okay, so I'll admit that it was very proactive and slightly aggressive. But here's the bottom line. In the end, we have had our day. The board unanimously agreed to move forward to investigate reduction in fees, perhaps as much as a 30 or 40% reduction in mitigation fees. This could open new construction in Shasta County. And literally get the county government out of the way. We're no longer using Google Earth. When you come in and apply for a fee, I thought it was in Dacey to begin with. We have stopped that process. So however we got there, even if you want to criticize less for being so direct about all this, I would say the good people that work within that department will, within a very short time, be thrilled as we add resources and as we get rid of some of the government process to make it easier to do their job. This is all positive stuff. So we've had the first planning workshop. We'll have another one to make final decisions, but we're already in process of making those decisions that were directed in the first meeting.
Okay. Well, let's talk about something else here.
Sure.
The fact is that now Anderson's become what, the epicenter of movie making in Northern California?
You know, I love dollar films. We're talking about, I'm sure you're referring to Casey Dollar and his wife, Danette, and Rene Perez. He's a local filmmaker.
Uh-huh.
If you go into Redbox or you go into Walmart, you will see his stuff on the shelf.
I've probably met him, but I'm not sure. But we sure as heck want to have him on the show because he's putting together – I mean, these aren't like $50,000 movies. The budgets are much bigger. He's got the list of actors that people know, like John Schneider, from Dukes of Hazzard, but many other movies he's made and TV shows.
You recognize many of the names. Now, I can't call all those names.
I don't know who they are.
I'm not a huge TV and movie guy, but I'll tell you this. I'm very impressed when I see the score. I do recognize the names when I see them.
That's it.
And Rene is amazing. He just has this gift for – I mean, he could sit here and shoot us and make us look actually good, Carl.
Oh, no.
He could do that. He could do that.
Well, that's, you know what, that's the kind of guy you like to have around anyway.
I like that.
Of course, as a politician, you have people shooting things at you all the time. So
yeah, but I don't. Used to this. But I don't look good. I looked in the mirror, Carl. I see what I'm dealing with.
Okay, now this guy, Renee, came in here, and they y'all let him down in Anderson. They took over one of the streets so they could film there. That when they try to do this down in Los Angeles or anything, it's like an 8-month program, and they could get it done up here in a day.
You know, Anderson is always going to clear the way for good business practices. And that's why I love the Anderson team, the management, the city council, our police department, our fire department. These folks are working for us every day. I love it.
Well, you know what, Supervisor Lesbaugh, we're talking about the proposed taxes. We're talking about some of the things that are happening in the city or the county of Shasta. We're all in this together. Let's talk real quickly about marijuana.
Did you bring any, Carl? I'm not sure what.
Well, no,
where do you want to go with it?
I can't.
Where do you want to go with
it? I can't have any in the unincorporated areas.
There you go.
So, now, as you know, Redding has just approved six businesses to move forward.
Yes,
selling Redding, selling it. Shasta Lake is selling it, but Shasta County is not letting us grow it.
Absolutely.
Is that going to be like that? And I mean, this seems like this is one of the ideal places to grow. As we all know, because people are growing it everywhere around here, is the county going to look at this and say, you know what, maybe it's time to get in, we can put harsh things on it, but let's let them start growing out there.
We have one closely related thread that we are looking at, and that's the growth of hemp products in Shasta County.
Uh-huh.
I believe we're probably making our way in that direction. Obviously.
Hemp is different than smoking.
It is extremely
well
defined. It is. And so they are still using that product for medicinal purposes that are frankly legal. And I think we're probably moving in that direction. In terms of whether Shasta County is going to open the door to growing and to dispensaries, I don't think that happens, Carl. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Shasta Lake City, my friends up there will tell you, well, Les, you know, we've got $500,000 or we've got $700,000 that's come in. And the city of Redding, I think, will soon be saying that down the road. We've got $1 million coming in. But here's the challenge with that. While they can bring in the money, and this is a true story, and they're absolutely right, they do not pay the bill. The county pays the bill for the DA, for the public defender, for the jail, for public health services, for mental health. And none of the money that's going to come into the city of Redding's coffers or Shasta Lake City coffers is going to go to pay any of those bills. But our bills are going to go up as we deal with the outcome of increased use.
Oh, yeah. You know, and this is the thing that I don't know if people are really addressing, you know. And, you know, Barry Tippin was on. He said they're looking at maybe, you know, looking at what the city of Shasta Lake did, between $700,000 and $1 million.
There you go. So even more than I was saying.
Right. Yeah. So it's $700,000 to $1 million. And he says that's not going to solve the economic problems that we have right now, you know, with the unfunded liabilities, with the trying to put people, you know, get more police, more firemen, and all that. He said that's not going to solve the problems. But then there's other problems that are being raised by the fact of more marijuana here.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't know that, it seems to me, maybe I don't know why, but it seems like there's a lot more wrecks lately.
Well, there's no doubt.
I'm not sure that has anything to do with marijuana, but we're having more fatality wrecks.
There's no doubt. Folks will tell you in Colorado that impaired driving has increased, and they attribute mm-hmm. that to the increased use. And proliferation in the state, and the legal proliferation, by the way, the use of marijuana.
Okay. Hey, Les, we're going to have to turn you loose here because I want to finish up here with the Haven, you know, Haven Humane, and talking about the things we're doing today. But I really have enjoyed this
me too, Carl.
This interview because I kind of feel like I'm, you know, we've got an idea of what's happening, especially with this tax. It's going to be a battle. And so, everybody's got to understand where this is at, that if we're going to take people off the street, the bad guys off the street, we're going to have to increase jail size. And how are we going to increase jail size? It's going to take more money to find things. But, okay, but let's just real quickly. Okay, so that passes. We can't, you know, we can only put so many people into jail. We know that.
Yes, sir.
We're, you know, that money then is going to go for more jail seats. And we know we can only take so many people out of the jail and send them to Alameda. So where's that money going to go? I mean, do we build something?
Oh,
We turned down. Are we going to go after grant money to get another place? Are we going to try and change our juvenile facility into an adult facility?
Well, Carl, actually, I volunteered to come on your program again and talk about the juvenile rehabilitation facility.
Yeah, yes.
I am a tremendous proponent of immediately transitioning that to build 120 extra beds, or not to build, but to use.
To use it. Can we put adults in there now if we take the juves out?
Actually, the juvenile facility exceeds the adult requirements. Okay. So I believe yes, with some changes.
And we're talking like 15 or 16 kids, 17 kids.
You know, local kids. Local there are some kids. More that we contract for. By the way, we contract for them at the rate of something like $120 a day, and we're paying nearly $700 a day. It doesn't make sense. $5.3 million being expended. Mm-hmm. At a high rate. If Tom Basanko was costing us $700 a day, there would be picket lines out in front of the jail. And yet that's what we're spending on the juvenile rehabilitation facility without any will to change that. Okay. I want to change that.
All right. I think that's a great idea. So you're saying if we could move those 15 kids or 16 kids over to, I think it's Tehama.
Or let's say whatever. Just not even put a county on it yet. Just say that we'll find a resource.
Okay, you find a resource, then we could immediately move another 100 people in there.
I think would there be some state requirements, some hurdles, but yes, sooner rather than later, it exists. We don't have to build it. We don't have a 4-year to 5-year window to build.
So now, we're talking about 200 beds.
We're talking with
the jail,
the 100 beds in the jail plus another 120 beds there. Yes, it's such a positive plan. Even if Carl, even if you want to. For the opposed by thought here, say that's on a temporary basis until we build more beds.
Yeah,
I'd be okay with that. Okay,
yeah.
But let's get us there. Let's take care of the problem we have now. The problem with the folks that we need to incarcerate and the adult population far exceeds the needs for our junior population.
Right. Okay. Hey, let's close on that one. That's a good one to close on us. All right. Thank you very much for being with us today, and I hope
you
enjoy our new studios.
Bob, good to see you, man.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Captain Smith.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Chastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Chastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Chastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Chastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Studios of KCNR 1460, our new studio. We're sitting here on the first tee of Riverview Country Club and Golf Course, right here watching people trying to putt. And, you know, I on some of them I will say, good putt. Others, I just don't say anything at all as it runs off the off and over the hill. Meanwhile, I'm looking over at Carl's Grotto where I tee off, it lands right over there in the water, almost in the exact same spot. There's probably like 12, 15 balls in there just from me. Hey, I want to – this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. Gosh, there's so many things going on with them. You can get a, you can trade in your monitor heaters for a new Toyo Tommy L730. You get $250 or a $200 discount. There's so many things going on with SST Oil. They are a big supporter of our community and one of the largest employers here in Redding. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. You know, they have it all there. Hey, I'm here with Captain Smith.
Hello.
Hello, and you're here with...
I have Coda.
Coda.
Yeah, he's been a star.
He has. You know what? He's a good-looking dog. Now, Coda is a little bit older dog.
Yes, he is. He's around 7, you know, thereabouts, the best we could guess. He's a little gray, getting a little gray in the face. But you know what? He is active and friendly and... having a great time.
I'm getting a little gray in the hair here. So, it's, you know what? Just because it's a little snow on the roof doesn't mean there's not fire in the furnace there, kiddo.
You got it. And he is. He loves ball. He loves toys. He loves other dogs. He loves cats. I mean, he's just
a lover
getter. He really is. And I'm really pleased with him. He's housebroken. We've rated him for kids with about 8 and up. But that's just because he does have that fire going. And he... might knock somebody down. You
little
knock
kids.
A little
could,
kid
you know, because he's, you know what, he could wag his tail.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
not that big, though. How big?
He's about maybe 60 pounds.
Yeah.
He's not that big. He's a shepherd
he's
lab.
Not, he's not a pity. He's not
no,
a pity mix.
No, he's not
this
a pity
a shepherd,
mix. He's
shepherd lab. Yeah.
Shepherd lab. And he's just had the best time out here visiting with everybody and enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, and you know what? And right over there, you know, you can see where he really, really enjoyed the putting green. Just kidding. You have to put around it. No,
I know.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
Hey, you know what? You all do such great things.
Oh, we appreciate you, too. You do great things, too, Carl. You know, you have us on and you let us talk about our critters that we have that we love and want to get into homes, and we appreciate that so much.
Well, you know what? I look at people like yourself. You know, people don't realize, but Captain Smith risked her life out there. And, I mean, you have, during the fires, I know you went back in the fire areas to pick up a cat from a client of ours because he was talking about it. And before he could, you know, he was so worried, and then you just gave him a call. Hey, I got your cat.
There you go.
Because he couldn't catch the cat to get out of there during the evacuation.
Well, they get scared and they run and hide. And that's what makes it difficult. But, you know, we love them too. And we want to try to help wherever we can when it comes to animals, especially, and people too.
Well, you know what? The things is when you have these fires and people have large animals, the horses, and they don't have a way of moving them. And so, I mean, I've seen, you know, brigades of people with horse trailers heading out.
Yes, that's the public. They come out with their trailers and help. The one thing I would ask people to do, and since we're on the horse thing, teach your horse how to get in the trailer, please.
Yeah.
When you bring them there and then they don't know how to get in, it's really hard for us when we're in the middle of a fire to try to get them in a trailer. So just teach them to go in and out. It's real simple.
It's simple, but see, you need a trailer to do that. And that's the thing is, but you should take the time, let them get used to the trailer, put their food in there, put their hay in there so they walk
in, and
then they find out it's not a bad thing like that. Because I've had horses that were hard to trailer, and you just have to really work with them.
Exactly.
Because you know what? A horse, 1,200 pounds, puts its haunches down. You're not going to pull
him.
You're not pulling him in. And he can just sit there and just look at you. I mean, there's not enough of you, to get him in. So, so that, I just saw a tragedy. I saw a couple of horses were killed on the I-5.
Yes, they got through the fence and apparently got out onto the freeway. And, of course, as people who are driving up and down the freeway don't really realize that livestock animals can get out there from time to time, and apparently they didn't see.
Was this at night or?
No, it was actually in the latter evening part where it was getting towards dark, but it was still light enough out.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I've ridden a motorcycle so much, Captain. But when I see a large animal on the side of the road, I have a tendency to really slow down.
Exactly.
And so I can make sure what they're doing because, a horse.
I know.
Coming out in the road.
There's not a whole lot of places you wouldn't see them. I mean. And if they're, unless they're behind big bush or something, but we weren't there and we didn't see it, so it was a tragic thing that happened.
Yeah.
So just be aware of that because it is always out there to happen.
Sure.
All right,
okay. Well, it looks like everybody's getting close to teeing off here, and that includes me. And we got like a minute left. But again, Captain Smith, where is Haven Humane, and then how do people come down and get CODA?
Okay, come down to 7449 East Side Road down here in the corner of Redding and Anderson, and our phone number is 241-1653, and CODA is ready to go.
Okay, Chip, everything's ready to go today. Just come on down and take a look at this beautiful dog, and it's going to be a great addition to your family.
Yes. If I had room. CODA is the kind of dog that
this
I
isn't just a nice dog. This
yeah,
is
he's
he
a
is.
Really
he's,
good
he's,
boy.
He's going to be
telling you.
We're just a happy dog.
Yes,
happy dog. You can take him on the trail with you, and he's getting a little bit older, so he can lay down and also do that.
Mm-hmm. So, thank you so much, Carl. We really appreciate you having us on.
Well, you know what? This is a great time of the year, and this is a great event. Putts for Paws down here to raise money for Haven Humane. They're already halfway there or more to their becoming a no-kill sanctuary, and they're getting really close by the way they're expanding and helping the kitty side of it, too. So what we got here left?
We're coming up on, I have to check my
about like a minute here or less?
Not even that.
Okay. Weather this weekend is going to be hot, my friends. Don't leave your animals in there.
A bit of humidity, so hydrate.
Hydrate a lot. Like today, I'll be drinking a lot of water here starting in the next few minutes. So, everybody, have a great weekend. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.